get the party started.
One of them.
You good?
Just remind you.
It is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on February 10th. The only correction I had was Kyla Hockmeyer's spelling of her first name. She has an H on the end. But besides that, were there any changes or corrections? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes with the noted change.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the encroachment agreement for 782 West Business 30. You want to come up and tell us what you want to do? And so I need your name.
No,
you don't. I need your name and address, please.
Max and Jane Goldwood, 6120 North 50 West, Columbia City, Indiana. There's on the lot there, just see if we can encroach in the easement on the back of the property. Let's sit on the building line and just encroach back in. So that's what we're up for.
Do you need to see any of this at all?
I think we'd love to see it, actually.
Okay.
I was going to say it a different way, but then it didn't make any sense. So. Okay, so we did get this picture.
Right.
Yeah, because I went out and researched it myself. I went up and talked to the Plan Commission and the Drainage Board and found out that they seem to be okay and that's their zoning requirements. And it's a 40-foot easement on your side and
yeah.
a 10-foot on the other side,
yeah.
which is huge. So I kind of, okay, what's going on in there? There's no drainage. There's no drain tiles or anything that I found in there. And as far as I know, I don't know of any other utilities in here. That's why I was wondering if I could talk to these guys. I didn't see anything, but then I didn't know if the electric ran back through there.
Yeah.
I remember walking it years ago, but I didn't know if the electricity was ran back there.
Yeah, the transformers are set back here, back in the back by the other property lines or the neighbor's fence, I should say, back in that side.
Everything that I looked at on the permit was checked okay.
Yeah.
So, like you say, it looks like they're including about 26 feet.
Yeah, give or take, we can even come down a little bit if we need to.
That was my only thing. They're taking 26 out of a 40.
Mm-hmm.
If I looked at that right. But. Like I say, there's nothing back there.
There's sewer back there.
Is there sewer?
Sanitary.
Sanitary? And
is it right on the line?
I don't know where it's. I mean, you'd have to see where the building line's going to be and
gotcha.
Flag
okay,
it.
Well, that was one of my concerns. That's why I wanted to ask tonight to see what. There had to be a reason why there's a 40-foot easement and a 10-foot on the north side. So I didn't know how close we were going to be with that. I mean, you marked that here, except for the sewer.
Yeah, I didn't see that. We started this one, it's all covered up with snow, so I didn't see it out there at all.
Gotcha.
Because I was trying to pull that up here. And it looks like, okay, you got basically 26 feet away from the property line to the edge of your home. So 26 feet, and then a 10-foot on the other side would give you 36 feet, but depending on where that sewer is actually located, is a possible issue. I don't know. Maybe we need to verify that.
Yeah, that's why I told Max that we could certainly meet out there and flag the sewer to see where the center of it is based on where he wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, usually it's just 15 foot each way of the line, you know, of the
of the back property line there?
Of the utility. You know, 15 foot each way in case you have to dig it up.
Oh, the utility easement itself. Gotcha. Okay. How do you, Kelly, how do you access that area if there's a issue? Do you just go along that easement in the back or do you come up a side?
Yeah, usually, I mean, anyway, the church down there has like a spot we can get in, but if we have to, we have to come off of Dogwood, I think, and drive, stay in the easement and drive off of Dogwood to access back there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is. Looks like there's already a shed in the easement. be to the northeast of where you're at, not directly. Well, there is, actually, although I don't know. Right behind that property, there's another property there. Is that a concrete pad? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that one doesn't even have a...
There's a concrete pad or a...
May I look at it?
There, it's probably, yeah. Probably down here. Is that a building?
That's a shed.
That is a shed, and that's probably a shed
there's
or something.
A shed, there's two sheds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's multiple sheds along that area there. There's a shed here, too. And I don't know if we've approved.
I was looking here on that particular property.
The house, not something.
Yeah. That's from Dogwood. Okay, so that's looking toward your property. Gotcha.
Well, I was just looking at the plot.
Yeah, I hear you.
There's no easements on that corner plot. I think that's part of it. So that's what I was trying to jump before that. Runs all the way down through there.
Yeah.
I guess that
was my concern. Okay.
So I
think what I'd like to do, if it's okay, I mean, what I'd like to do is I'd like to give Kelly the opportunity to meet with you out there. Look at where the line is, make sure that there's plenty of clearance. The last thing I'd want is for you guys to build, and you build on top of a sewer, and then we have issues, and then all kinds of calamity, right? So
wouldn't do that.
So I think my preference would be, if the board's okay with it, is I'd like for the two of you guys to meet in the next 2 weeks, and then we'll bring this issue back up. I don't think you'll need to be here for that meeting unless you really want to be.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do is maybe any other questions that you have for them, let's get that taken care of tonight. And assuming that the sewer ends up being okay, we should be good to go at the next meeting. But if not, then we may have you come back and you guys can talk it out. But that'll be decided between the two of you when you get there to have that conversation. Kelly, does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the electric run back there too?
That's our AMC.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it had.
I think it's
Mike, you guys are out front, right? Water out along.
Water's out front. Storm is kind of just ditches there, right?
Mm-hmm. What?
Storm water is just ditches.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I checked with the drainage board. They didn't have any issues.
They didn't have any issues? Okay. You guys have any other questions for Woodlands?
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that, I hear
Yeah.
No, I don't want to. We need to build it. No,
want to make sure we cover bases. So I'll let you have your paperwork back here. Thank you. That house looks beautiful,
by the
way.
I know, it's beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, so here's what I'd like to do is I'll make a motion that we table to the next meeting, and in the interim, the two of you guys, will meet and look at where the sewer line is, and then Kelly, if you'll bring back a recommendation at the next Board of Works meeting.
Yeah. I'll give this to you, Max.
Okay.
My motion.
Oh,
motion and second. Further discussion. All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous.
From 7-3.
So we will table that.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. So we'll table to the next meeting and await word from you guys or Kelly or whoever to tell us kind of. But to me, I think that's really the only concern.
Okay.
I think what we had. So.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate you being here.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Next up is a street closing for the Family Safety Festival. As I kind of talked about at City Retreat. There's been a call, if you will, by some of the downtown businesses to really be cognizant of how much space is taken up for some of these events. I worked with my assistant Ashley to condense the Family Safety Festival to that one block, that 100 block of West Van Buren there. So it will still leave Chauncey Street open. Now, with that being said, understand that Chauncey Street, that 100 block of South Chauncey, will still have probably the farmer's market going on there. But that is. But as for the actual festival, we don't go into the 200 block. So, Any questions, comments, concerns regarding the street closing request?
I don't know what I was going to ask. I was looking at that and I'm like, okay, did we knock that down at all?
Yes, we knocked it down by a block, actually, yes. I'll make a motion, well, since it's put out by my office, I'll let somebody else make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the city street closing for the Family Safety Festival on September 26th.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a street closure, sorry, street closing permit fee discussion. Leslie.
So the ordinance to adopt a fee for street closing will be presented tonight at council. Given the fact that we're coming into getting the street closing permits, for activities, really want to just have some general discussion to figure out, knowing that this is first year with the fee, do we want to make it simple? Do we want to come in with a flat fee? Do we want to look at it from the perspective of if the vendor or the party that's putting it on has restrooms that are available to where they're not using our facilities as much, which means maybe Nadine and Troy wouldn't need to come in as often if they get a lower price. Just wanted to kind of have a general discussion on what we're thinking so that we can, when everything does get finalized, we can put that fee in place, because obviously we're coming into the summer months and soon, and we'll have these street closings coming in. So just general discussion, if we could.
So how do we get reimbursed for police protection or all the stuff that we contribute to the event? Do we get anything back at this point?
Right now, nothing.
That's what I thought.
Right now, until Columbia City Connect has agreed to reimburse us because we had some issues in the restrooms shortly after I started, and it took quite a bit of Nadine's time to come in and clean, so we've made an arrangement with them that they're going to pay us, I think it's $400 for their events during the summer. Comes out to like $63 per event. And that's to cover Nadine's time to come in on working overtime and then supplies. The county is doing the exact same thing. Anything after hours, they're asking for the vendors, whomever's putting on the event, to offset the cost. So, but currently, we don't get any reimbursement for any street closures. Except for Old Settlers, we do get reimbursement. I know from the street department, Gary, I don't think you're included in that. Yeah. So, and then obviously Troy and Nadine's time for Old Settlers.
Chip, working with all these different organizations, how do you catch a feel for that?
I personally think police is a great PR for them. I don't think that we've ever, as a Columbia City Connect board member, ever requested police there. And I don't think that if you look at the call log, that police have ever truly had an issue. I think it's great public relations for them to be there. I think Garrett can talk about it more, but I think that they enjoy being there, just kind of doing the meet and greet with the public. So I think it's great quality of life, that we bring Columbia City Connect and First Fridays downtown and Old Settlers Day. I can halfway speak about it, but yeah, it's give and take. I mean, Warsaw has nothing great like this downtown, and you look at Warsaw and you're like, they're downtown, it's like, yeah, and Fort Wayne, what do they have downtown?
Well, I agree. I mean, there's nothing better than what we've got going on downtown at this point than we ever have before. I was just trying to catch a feel for how these organizations say,
it's not well taken when I've thrown out that, hey, we might have to pay for police, or we might have, because in essence, they're all nonprofits.
Sure. But at the same time, it's costing us.
I agree.
It's costing the taxpayers.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's costing the taxpayers money.
Right.
I totally get it. I think what Columbia City Connect has been able to do with us to work out this deal, I think, is a good, I guess, generally speaking, a good model. Mm-hmm. Because it does help us at least cover some of the costs. Now, I don't know that we'll ever be able to really, I mean, our fee would be exorbitant if we were to cover all the cost of our police time and all the staffing and the trash and the recycle and all the stuff, although recycle I don't think costs us anything. But still, I'm not sure we could recoup all of that, but if we can recoup a portion of that. So I did have a question about electric. Is that still on top of the permit fee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the temporary fee, if you will, is on top of the permit fee.
And where's the water?
So if there's, do we charge for water? Mike, do we charge for water?
I don't know if they do anything for water anymore for First Fridays.
I think the only thing we use is
the old settlers.
Just old settlers, okay. Yes, those, yep. So one thought is, I mean, we could do it by block, right? Where if they take up, you know, one block of space, it's $20. If they do another block, it's $40 or whatever the case is. We could do it by area. What do? Half blocks where you go north on Chauncey, a half block because you can't go past the, you know, you can't really go in front of the post office. But to me, ultimately, a part of that is that traffic is not allowed to drive through that area. So we're effectively blocking that off, right? Mm-hmm. So I almost wonder if we don't even do half blocks, because then it's like, oh, well, I'm only going to use a half block of South Chauncey. Well, that doesn't help anything. People still can't drive down it, right? So we could do something like that. Obviously, bathrooms are a big deal for us. I'll just use, and again, because we have different events, we have different things to consider, right? So Veterans Marathon brings in, although Veterans Marathon, I think, is probably ending from what I've been told. But Veterans Marathon brought in a whole bunch of porta-johns, right? And so we did have usage of the bathrooms, but not as extensive use because they brought in porta-johns, right? So yes, although I don't know that they use them that much, but yes, I agree with you. So I guess I think those are all some of those situations we have to really consider.
But it's hard to overcomplicate this.
I agree 100%. That's why I was kind of thinking if we just go by block, it's really easy to calculate. If you have Family Safety Festival, that's one block, that's $20. If you do, you know, one block and then north and south Chauncey, okay, well now you're three blocks, right? Do you go the 100 block or the 200 block at West Van Buren, now you're at theoretically four.
I like that because it's going to also help with the prior issue of convincing how much.
Yeah, now will $20 convince somebody to keep it smaller or larger? I really don't know. But I think it's definitely a starting spot. I don't know, Peanut Gallery over there, if you all have comments or thoughts on the conversation piece. Gary, I'm looking probably more at you than anybody else. Maybe Tom to a certain extent, Kelly to a certain extent.
I mean, like Chip said, I think our guys do enjoy that. However, like Old Settlers, Veterans Marathon, we're bringing a lot of extra guys for that.
Yeah.
The first Fridays, it's usually the guys are just walking around down there getting something to eat anyways. And stuff.
They stop by,
but
they walk
calls, through. Then they're not down there. So
yes.
I think originally, like during the retreat, we talked about possibly bringing guys in on overtime to mm-hmm. do if they just want officer presence there. But I mean, again, our guys usually do the walkthroughs and stuff like that, anyways. But the only suggestion I would have is I'd probably make it a lot of our ordinances are $25.
Okay.
I'd probably say
that'd be fair.
25, 50, 75, 100.
Yeah.
If they want all four.
And we would still have the ability to say, based on the presentation, we really think you can fit this into two blocks or into three blocks or whatever the case is. The problem with three blocks is you might as well have four blocks because if you're blocking North and South Chauncey,
right,
there's nowhere to go down line, right? So there's pros and cons of that. But
are you taking into consideration parades as well into that?
I don't think those are contemplated in this ordinance that is being discussed.
For like my department, Old Settlers, washdowns, mm-hmm. And parade details, those are the ones that really cost the city the money.
Mm-hmm.
So is this money generated going to be enough to even make a difference?
Well, I I mean, if you make it make a difference, then it may actually cost people out of the market necessarily,
right? You don't
want to
discourage people from having something downtown.
Yeah. But the other side of that, to your point, though, is, you know, are we, I don't know, are we helping with some of the cost of us being a part of that project, right, in some way, shape, or form? So, again, thinking about Old Settlers is kind of its own beast, so I'm going to kind of set that one aside, right? First Friday also kind of its own beast, but that's already been worked out. So really we're talking things like Wheels of Whitley County and Skeleton Festival and Family Safety Festival and Prism Fest and Farmers Market and how that works, the whole nother bird as well. But I'm thinking about the ones that off the top of my head I know about and how that
Christmas,
works.
Christmas, would that be?
Well, but that doesn't really close a street,
right?
But to Tom's point, the Lighted Christmas Parade does close streets, although for a short period of time, right? Homecoming Parade for a short period of time. So there is kind of some delineation on that in some way, shape, or form. But
And I think, to Leslie's point, not only did Nadine have to come in and clean the bathroom, I mean, you got the water usage, which then contributes to the sewage cost. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure that feeds.
Yeah.
You really, you're kind of looking at just throwing a number out there. With First Friday's throwing 400 into it, and then all these other festivals, you're looking at maybe generating maybe $1,500. I'm just throwing a $1,500 to $1,600 bucks, maybe, and that would help pay for the bathrooms.
Again, part of it is offsetting the janitorial cost of having, you know, someone come in and keep an eye on bathrooms and all that kind of stuff. But there's also, I mean, you know, to be fair, that those barricades, those get beat up, getting up and putting down, getting up and putting down.
That's what I was going to bring up,
yeah.
Is the amount of time, too, it takes, and the Class 3 barricades that you have put up to close the roads down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the multiple people handling them and,
yep.
You know, the way they get loaded and unloaded. And yeah, they take a beating, yep.
And sometimes you do it, sometimes the police does it. Well, Matt, does your group do it?
We take them up, you
yep.
know, like on a Friday and
yep.
put them in place off the road.
Yep.
Then Gary's crew puts them up or Tom's crew
yep.
or whoever puts them up. And then they take them down when the event's done.
Yep.
Then on Monday when we come in, if we
yep.
remember, we go up. I mean, because when you start getting so many of them, too, they start.
Yeah.
It's easy to start forgetting some of them. Even if you have it put on a calendar and a reminder on your phone, things pop up, and sometimes
yeah.
it's. I've had to. Gary's called me and, hey, man, we need barricades up here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Cost of putting all them little red flags out for no parking in front.
We got to put all the signs up. Those
I noticed Chip going out measuring and. Write numbers down.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
that was free labor. I don't
free labor for who? but again, to Gary's point, to a certain extent, I mean, a number like $25, if that's what's in our code in other places, maybe that makes the most sense. I do think, though, we need to make it clear in some way, shape, or form that if you're going to take the 100 and 200 block of South Chauncey and the 100 block of West Van Buren, you have to take the 200 block of West Van Buren too, because again, from a parking standpoint, it's fine, but from a driving standpoint, you're going to have to block it off. So even if it's, you know, again, that's going to be one of those challenges of, because I obviously there's some strong opinions in that 200 block of West Van Buren that I want to be respectful of, but it also from a traffic flow standpoint, we can't have people dead ending there too. So,
unless we made some sort of sign, local traffic only,
mm-hmm.
so cars could get in there and get turned around.
Business traffic or something like
right.
that. Yeah.
So are you getting business owners' inputs on these decisions?
I think that's a good idea, is to get some input from them. I think there are some people, though, I think there are some business owners that would say we don't want barely any events downtown. I think you have others that say we love the events in downtown. So I don't think we're going to get a consistent message among all the businesses. I think as long as we are keeping them in mind and, you know, the concerns that have been brought to us and taking those into consideration, I think that's the important part as well. So,
I guess, again, I just want to reiterate from our perspective, at least my perspective, it's not to push these events out of downtown
sure.
by any means.
I get it.
It's just to offset some of the additional expense
yes.
that we are incurring by having the events. We love having them downtown, but you know, when we're the only facility truly that's open
yep.
mm-hmm. for public to come into, we're paying for the majority of it.
Yep.
So we need to at least recoup some of that expense.
Again, I mean, for those individuals in public that are probably watching this, I mean, these are some of the things that we have to have conversations about now because of the fact that we're being hamstrung by legislative changes, right? I mean, when property taxes get cut, that means revenue coming to the city also gets cut, and we have to make hard decisions like this. And this isn't that hard of a decision, but still, if you're using it, you're paying for it effectively. And so... What do you want to do? Do you want to stew on it for 2 weeks? Do you want
yes.
to, yes?
I say, again, I just wanted to have some
sure.
open dialogue
okay.
tonight just so we could get a general idea. Let's have stew on it for
yeah.
a couple weeks. Kind of,
I also
want to
think
stop in and that some of the businesses
yeah.
or Chip if you want to.
I also think it would be
okay.
valuable to have some input, obviously, from the downtown business owners
yeah.
about that. So.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. We good on that for right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bills.
Okay. I will make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $145,037.23 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated February 24th, 2026 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,137,142.83 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated February 24th, 2026 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $282,175.44 plus overtime in the amount of $14,066.42 for a total of $296,241.86 for the pay file dated, pay file ending February 6, 2026.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department reports. Kelly.
Ready for spring. Yeah, the snow keeps popping up enough that we got to come in and deal with it. So, anyway, we had another one Monday morning. We had to come in and work. So, other than that, we did have a crew come in and grind the leaves, so they're available to the public mm-hmm. at their own convenience, whenever. And then just trying to get the sweeper out as much as we can when weather allows it, and then doing road and signs. Maintenance on that, and then had to have the camera out trying to verify some tap locations and things like that.
Okay. So they were cutting up our beautiful new road on Line Street the other day.
Yeah,
broke my heart, but I understand why.
Yeah, so. Yeah. They got some of the sewer fixed, and I think they were going to try to line the inside of it the rest of the way. So hopefully that's. Then we were trying to figure out if the property out on West Business 30, the 10 acres
mm-hmm.
Out there by Westgate, before you get to Stickler
yep.
on the north side of the road, trying to decide it, or figure out if they had a tap going over to that property, and
okay,
because we don't have any tap information on it, so we camera that, verify there is one there, but. I think it probably would just go over to the right-of-way line, and so whoever does some development over there is
yeah.
just going to have to dig down and try to find the end of the tap
gotcha.
At the right-of-way. So
yeah.
that's what we worked on today,
gotcha.
Trying to figure that out.
You kind of know where it's
yeah.
crossing, but past that, you really don't know.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Question to Kelly. Thank you. Tom.
We're currently testing out some Motorola 800 radios. We've tested out several other brands. Next meeting, we'll probably be getting back with the Council Board of Works and kind of going over our findings with that. So, just heads up, 101 is still waiting for repairs for the oil and coolant leaks due to some health issues with our mechanic. Live burn day last Tuesday went very well.
Good.
That was a partnership between our department and the school to have their students come out that are going through the academy. And I think everybody did very well with that. Still waiting for the breathing air compressor computer to get back after being flashed. I did get notified by Justin from Hoosier Fire that he will be coming at March 3rd, I believe, is what we're projecting. The fire instructor 2 class is complete. That's also was in conjunction with the live fire last Tuesday. Rain or door came and replaced 3 of our 4 overhead door openers, garage door openers. The other ones were 25 years old. They were put in when we remodeled and put the upstairs on the firehouse. So we found out that the clutches on those were pretty well shot and needed to be replaced, but you can't get parts for them. So
of course
we had to replace them.
Gotcha.
Other than that,
that's it. Questions to Tom? Thank you. Matt.
Park board got to look at the estimates for the dog fences last night. They have a couple questions, so I'm going to get with the contractors and get them get that finalized. Mm-hmm. Baseball, softball sign up, still going on until March 7th. We got the pool pump back last week, so that should be installed pretty soon. The guys have been working on the Dreamland Pavilion, changing out lights. They've got the locks all changed. We're hopefully going to start looking into renting that out in March, is what we're hoping.
Okay.
I'm having the contractor come in to look at the pool. Over the winter, the water's able to get in those grout lines and then freeze and and blows those tiles out. Mm-hmm. And we had a big corner of the pool come apart last year right before the end of season. So we just kind of coned it off and let it go. But we have some other spots in the pool that are coming apart as well. So just having them come in, look, see how much that's going to cost, and then to do get their suggestion as to what maintenance further on the rest of the tiles so that doesn't happen.
Okay.
And that's it.
Question to Matt? Thank you. Gary?
All right. I know I've reported all these meetings about our guys down at the academy, which, again, I'm proud of those guys down there. They kind of get lost in the shuffle because they're away. So they're in their 8th week, and this week they did the breakout weeks, which is their specialty weeks like firearms, emergency vehicle operations, defensive tactics. And they all enjoyed that, and they all passed with flying colors. So proud of them for that.
Good.
Dispatch has had a few minor equipment issues, but it's been pretty easy to fix those, except for a couple things Motorola needs to come in and check out. But those things are under our maintenance contract, so they'll be covered as well. So, Lego event was a huge success, connecting our community one brick at a time, right? So the officers had a great time at it. The families seemed to enjoy it. A lot of comments on Facebook saying how well their kids enjoyed it and stuff. So that's a good thing. We hope to do a few more of them this year. So we did have some people no-show, but I don't know how you curb that. And that's, I'm trying to figure that out because, you know, it sold out there. Sign up was not sold out. Mm-hmm. Sign up was
full
in 3 hours. So
yep.
It's like, hey, then we had a lot of people that was discouraged, like, hey, why didn't they have more?
Mm-hmm.
So then when people don't show up, and it's like, you're turning people away when people aren't showing up. So just got to figure out how to make that better. So other than that, just day to day operations and a lot of things going on.
Okay.
Summer weather, then we had that warm weather. It brought a lot of people out.
So. Yeah, people popped out, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Question to Gary. Thank you. Mike.
had a aeration fan motor go down on the aeration tank, which we've got it off and sent into Peerless to be rebuilt. Also, we have a booster pump, the one that runs 90% of the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's got a bad vibration, and so before it goes completely out, we ordered another one, and then we'll have this and rebuild.
Okay.
Also, I would like to fill a slot that is vacant right at this point, because we have a lot of stuff coming up at the first of the next month, and, mm-hmm. and that we've got Jeffrey Drive to do, we've got Lead and Copper to do, and also But anyhow, Glow, another thing with the Lead and Copper, Glow is going to furnish a crew with a Vactor truck to help us. They will be in May, so we'll have two back trucks going around, so it should help quite a bit.
That's great.
And they're paying for it, doesn't cost us nothing.
That's great. That's great. So it's to replace an open position.
Yes.
So it's not a new position, it's an open position.
Yes.
Okay. We good for him to? Yes. Okay. You get approval to move forward?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions of Mike? Thank you. Mike?
I believe last time, didn't I ask for approval to?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought. I haven't got that with Beth yet, because I know there was a couple of them out there, so gotcha. I just wanted to make sure. Dice Store patch is done. You guys done that. Turned out great. No issues there, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. It never increased in size, never caused us any issues, but it's taken care of now. We got the last of our roof codes for our office. It should have those by the end of this week, so we'll start looking at that and putting together our options on what that's going to cost. And we've made contact with our contract lab, and I've also made contact with our engineer from Donahue on the ammonia issues that we're still having on and off. And I sent them 14 months worth of MROs that they're going to be reviewing there. And then also we'll be looking at something that the lab, basically some sets a nitrification inhibitor. So basically what we're not doing is we're not nitrifying, so we're not getting rid of our ammonia. So I'm thinking there may be some type of inhibitor that's coming in, because it's not, it does for ammonia. I mean, it's there, but it's not totally out of control. So there has to be some type of compound. And I'm thinking it's an inorganic compound that's coming in, because it's not affecting our organics. It's not raising them up or anything like that. So that's something else we, Austin's working on with the lab, and I'm working with Donahue, so hopefully we can come up with something, because you've seen the email that we got.
Yep.
So I'm working on putting that together, and ask both of these firms to give us a narrative on where we're at, so I can submit that to the state.
Gotcha. So they know we're not turning a blind eye to it.
Exactly.
And again, I know that you and your team have been working hard on trying to figure this out, trying to bring the amount down, all that kind of stuff. And
you know, and they want a date, and it's like, close your eyes and throw it out of the
car. Yeah.
I don't have a date.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
We got to figure out how to fix the problem first before we can give them a date.
Yeah. So. Yep.
Yeah.
And chemical is not the cheapest chemical out there, is sodium hypochlorite, but by figuring it up, you got to have, when I calculate, you have to have, it takes 100 gallons of hypochlorite to kill 1 part per million of ammonia.
Ammonia.
And we're looking at probably running thousands of gallons per day to get it knocked down to a suitable level before it actually hits our aeration. And then you have to be careful, because if you do too much, and then you're going to kill your bacteria. So that's playing with fire. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Quick to the mic. Thank you. Tom?
One big thing for the water department as well is, I believe, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, the booster station is up and running.
Yes. That's what I forgot.
Which takes a huge, makes a big relief for both of us on that one. So,
this is a different booster station than the one you just talked about.
No. This is the same one.
Same one.
But the PLC is up, and all the pumps are running on auto and that when they need to.
So you don't have to go handle it, like move it by hand.
Right. Or the problem is, though, we've only got one alarm. We got all the alarms going through one thing right now until we get it down here enough. Dispatcher area hooked up right, but
gotcha.
So the guys know if they get a communication failure alarm, that does not mean that's what the alarm is, so they have to come in.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Chip.
Hey, so good news, the kitchen is springing into action. What? I thought I was getting one of those. But no, sorry.
How does
kitchen and spring?
Oh, spring.
Springing into action.
It took me a moment.
Yes, sorry.
It's very wishful thinking that we're almost to spring.
I know. Getting the jail survey done is like pulling teeth, and I still have Smith to get done and the parking lot, so just FYI. Glow Team, not the first bubble, they're only doing 150 potholing, so we've got a long way to go, but
we'll get there.
We are working on the SRF for getting the lead lines replaced, which it might not be. Columbus City is a very wealthy community. Not very wealthy, a wealthy community. Yeah. Let's just say it like that. Had a long call with the EPA this week over Wayne Waste. They're trying to add on PFAS testing and dioxin testings, and the settlers do not want to pay for it. And so it'll be interesting who wins this. Amphitheater is moving forward. Survey should be done next week. We got a construction timeline, which is not great because everybody needs 6 months. Tree letters are going out tomorrow morning. They were stamped and everything, so we hopefully will be cutting trees, hopefully this spring. Other than that, the world is on fire, and I've got a dumpster fire out back, but it's okay.
Okay. Question the chip. Thank you. Leslie.
At retreat, we talked about working on bringing some of the software systems together. Did speak with Parker at BSNA today, shooting for March 24th. So once we get that settled, it'll be an all-day event. We'll do like 2-hour segments. So we'll have the appropriate departments involved so that you can look at it, figure out if it's something that we move forward with. Pretty excited about it. Been working with Trevor at the bank, just figuring out if there's any other way that we can, again, consolidate some of our systems that we're using, like the Invoice Cloud and all the other fun vendors that we get payments from. And then in 2 weeks, I will not be here. I will be down in Plainfield for the Indiana League Municipal Clerk Treasurer Institute and Academy. So it runs from Sunday to Thursday. So excited to get some of my additional hours that I need for training in.
Cool.
That's it.
Thank you. As you are aware, I'm not supposed to be here right now, but I am. But Sean is at the IMPA legislative rally in Washington, D.C., so at least we still have some representation there, which is good. We have we're working on multiple things right now from a larger perspective, just working on a bunch of things on electric territory and on projects and all kinds of things. But this Thursday, I have youth council, and Friday, I have mayor's roundtable. I'm trying to think what else you need to know about. Reminder, State of the City address is March 13th. The chamber is hosting that at the library. Lunch is included. It is free, but you have to RSVP to the chamber for the event. Yes, I think that's all I have for right now.
So, I have nothing.
We have no press. We have no audience. We will call the meeting adjourned.